Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Ross Wilson, Texas Cattle Feeder, is joining us after this.
Hey, what's that?
That? Oh, that's a mythological two-headed hydra.
It looks like a two-headed dragon.
No.
What's it doing in your wheat field?
Well, actually, it's symbolism.
For what?
Well, obviously, it represents the two modes of action Stratego fungicide uses to protect my winter wheat.
The two modes of action?
Uh-huh. See, that first one is the strobilurin. It creates a barrier against diseases.
Okay.
The second is a systemic fungicide that fights disease from inside the plant.
That's a clever use of allegory.
Thank you. It's mighty helpful with resistance management, too.
Oh, look out for the tail!
Oh, yeah. That's the Accelerate technology. Gives me healthier plants. They can stand up to anything nature throws at them.
Oh, two modes of action for healthier plants and a cool-looking dragon?
You got it.
Sign me up.
Protect and maximize yield potential in your wheat with Stratego fungicide from Bayer Crop Science. And always read and follow label instructions.
Out in the hallways at the convention center of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association this last week, we visited with Ross Wilson, Texas Cattle Feeders Chief Executive Officer, their president, and we talked about a lot of things, but most certainly, top of mind, the big ticket item for cattle producers, the worry about high feed grain prices.
You're exactly right, Ron. That's a troubling situation for all livestock feeders. Our members are struggled with that to a degree last year. We're going to struggle with it even more so in 2008. And the question becomes, what can be done of that? With that, it's not likely that the government will change its energy policy anytime soon and minimize or reduce the ethanol subsidies. So that demand will stay in place. We can be hopeful that these prices will stimulate additional acres into corn and sorghum and other feed grain production and hopefully get our stocks-to-use ratio and supply availability in a position that these prices will moderate. You know, CattleFax talked about it, that at their outlook, that we might even see a range of somewhere around 4.25 to 4.5 up to over nearly $6. Mm-hmm. So hopefully there'll be some buying opportunities at those lower levels.
Right. Now, you know, the other thing that has kind of come out, and we've heard this before, and I know that we've kind of talked about this before, is that with the increase of ethanol plants, a lot of them are obviously in the upper Midwest, out of our cattle feeding country. Is there, you know, the possibility we'll see more cattle fed outside of the TCFA footprint?
That's always a possibility. In fact, we're already seeing a little bit of that that's happened in 06 and a bit in 07. But some of the most recent cattle on feed reports have indicated that that shift back south has already occurred. Now, that could be a temporary situation. But it's undeniable that the infrastructure to manufacture, process, and manufacture beef is located in the southern Great Plains, and we don't see those significant investments moving north. Also, one has to consider that it's not just the price of grain that it has to be taken into consideration. It is also the performance and the conversion rates relative to weather factors, which there are significant climatic differences between the southern Great Plains and the Corn Belt. And then another consideration is that, generally speaking, feeder cattle are cheaper in the south than they are in the Midwest. And so all of that has to be taken into consideration on what that ultimate break-even price is going to be. And bottom line, we don't see significant movement north in the cattle feeding industry.
TCFA's Ross Wilson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock Auction is the world leader in livestock marketing. Market your cattle while they're still on your ranch and show them to over 6,000 registered buyers via the RFD channel. No freight, no feed, and no stress. Give Ralph Wade a call at 405-574-6000 or David Ballou at 580-695-2855. And let Ralph or David market your cattle for the highest price. Call Ralph Wade at 405-574-6000 or David Ballou at 580-695-2855.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.